Welcome to a new series of the CRA podcast titled CRA Tips, a series created for CRA practitioners. We know that managing the Community Reinvestment Act program for your financial institution can be challenging, given the plethora of competing priorities. We know you're busy, so we will keep it tight and to the point. The weekly CRA tips are designed to give you something quick to digest in between our CRA webinars, our newsletters, and blog posts. And for those of you who are new to me, I'm Linda Izuka, your host and founder of CRA Today and the CRA Hub. The CRA Hub is an exclusive membership for bankers to master the Community Reinvestment Act and transform disadvantaged communities through the power of economic development. And if you are joining the podcast for the first time, or are new to CRA Today, you'll find that I'm very passionate about this community development work. So now let's get right to it. Enjoy the tip. Okay, we have just 10 business days left for you large reporters to submit your data to the FRB by that March 1st deadline. You know this because I know that you're already hard at work. I don't have to tell you that time is ticking away, right? I'm sure you're scrubbing your small business, small farm, and HMDA data as we speak. Or maybe you're done. If so, congratulations. I'll share with you four tips just to triple check. There are actual four common mistakes that are made by banks regarding their CRA data. I want to make sure that these are not common within your institution. So let's take a look. The first common data reporting error is reporting non-reportable loans. It's very important that you ensure that the loans meet the size and definition tests, that you check or triple check those loans to nonprofits to make sure that they're in fact reportable per the call report instructions. Many are not, so make sure you look at the detail there. Really make sure that you follow up and look at the rules around refinancing and renewals to make sure that they're in fact reportable. And make sure that you triple check your loan list to make sure that you have the proper categories. So again, one of the most common ways that we get tripped up with CRA data integrity is reporting non-reportable loans. The second common mistake is the incorrect loan amount. So let's talk about that next. Make sure that you check your records to ensure that you have the appropriate loan amount. It seems simple, I know, but sometimes we forget, or we have some rounding issues in our data, or we don't represent, or we have some typos. Very important to look at loan amount so you'll compare what you're reporting with the actual note. So that's a tip for you on loan amount. You'll also want to look at loan amount as it relates to refinances and renewals. There's very specific rules there. You'll also want to look at those credit line increases and possibly decreases to make sure that you are reporting the proper loan amount. And then, like I mentioned, typographical errors, transposing, and rounding tend to also trip us up with the loan amount. The next common error is the loan location, right? So we really want to make sure that you get the CRA address correct. A lot of banks have a special CRA loan address as a user-defined field to make sure that it's not confused with collateral, it's not confused with headquarters, that you really do follow the money. So there's very specific guidelines on what address you should use in reporting loan location. So make sure that you go back and look at the reg and look at the Q&A to make sure your bank has made a decision on how it will determine your loan location, and then do it consistently. So ensure that the correct address is used, and don't use those PO boxes. Make sure that you have the backup to back up the address that was used. Again, check for those typographical errors, right? Transposing numbers as well in your address. And then you'll want to look at your geocoding. How are you geocoding? Is it manual or is it system derived? So you want to make sure that you sample and do a couple triple checks to make sure that you have the proper census and information on the loan location. So of course we're responsible for our vendors, so to the extent that there's an error on that geocoding, the automatic geocoding, we are responsible. It's good to triple check that. The last common mistake, of course, is the incorrect gross annual revenue, the GAR, right? So you really want to make sure that we really look at the gross annual revenue and not net. So very important. I'm sure you're already training all of your loan ops staff to make sure that they are reporting gross annual revenue within your core systems, and that you also understand how your bank aggregates the revenue as applicable, and then make sure that the revenue information that you relied upon is in the file, and make sure that your credit files contain that gross annual revenue so that you know what the bank relied upon to make its credit decision. So those are the four common mistakes as it relates to CRA data integrity. I hope this was helpful. Make sure that you, again, triple check reporting loans to make sure that they're in fact reportable, that you report the correct loan amount, correct loan location, and of course, the correct gross annual revenue. Until next time, bye for now. Well, I hope this week's CRA tip was helpful and adds value to you and your CRA program. If you want to take a deeper dive into core concepts of the Community Reinvestment Act and connect with your CRA colleagues, you may want to consider joining the CRA Hub. We go live weekly with CRA-specific activities like core content training, Q&A sessions, challenges, guest speakers, and more. Check out cratoday.com/hub to learn more. Until the next CRA podcast episode, take care of you. Bye for now.